Greetings, everyone. And as promised, here's your second out of three episodes to drop this week. This time, I'm introducing you to Crystal Cassidy and another gem of a human being that I've met in this world. Crystal is really fabulous and, for me, particularly interesting because she marries both sides of the left brain, right brain divide. She's a scientist with two decades in pharmaceuticals and cutting-edge biotechnology, but also she's had a lifelong devotion to her spiritual practice. She was introduced to movement, meditation, and mindset at the age of 12 when she enrolled in martial arts, and since then it has become a pillar in her life. She has a great sense of humor, she's highly intelligent, and we kind of laughed and giggled our way through this interview. Yet another human being that I wished lived closer to me so that we could hang out in real life. Now, Crystal tells a couple of really interesting stories this time. A couple of, I think you'd call them magical events, or events that are maybe outside of most people's experiences. But she's here for us now, telling us that it is possible to be excited about science or what falls under that scientific umbrella, but also embrace a deeply spiritual worldview that might include seeing ghosts. And I appreciated Crystal for that because I think so many of us, we are told the story that it can be either or. But I'm here to tell you, and I think Crystal is here to tell you, that it can be both and. There is nothing wrong with being a biochemist or maybe an anthropologist. And then on the weekends, maybe you're a ghost hunter. Anyway, enough of me. Here's my really delightful and seriously fun conversation with Crystal Cassidy.
One of the more interesting experiences I had too was seeing a ghost in Italy with my husband. So he actually saw it first. It was hanging around me. And then he got, and he's very much not into any of this at all. It's very grounding for me, so I appreciate him. But this was connecting for us because he got very quiet and he kept on looking over my shoulder. And I was like, what is going on? Like, well, what are you looking at? And he's like, there's a ghost behind you.
Well, I would love, would you like to share anything else?
Gosh. I mean, we could talk about, I think there is a connection, and I'll throw this out here for your audience, take it or leave it. But I do think there is a connection with consciousness as a communication vessel for us and other beings. And I think we're starting to see, even in the collective, that this kind of communication is happening more and more. And if you get into daily meditation, you're probably going to discover this for yourself at some point, that there are other beings that are highly intelligent, highly involved, already understand this inner technology, and they're waiting for us to wake up and meet them. And I've had a number of meetings at this point, and it gives me a lot of excitement and hope for our species as we continue to awaken and use this consciousness technology in a whole new way to connect and communicate. So I'll throw that out there for a little food for thought.
I love that. They must be endlessly patient.
patient.
They also must be like over there sighing and just watching what's going on and thinking, good God.
I would think.
Yes. Well, when these, like, so certainly on this podcast, I've interviewed people who, like, someone who, when they were a child, they saw an angel and it came and it gave them a message. You know, I have had multiple people tell of their experiences of, you could say ghosts, right? Or a consciousness. I mean, I don't know.
I would say I've had lots of ghost experiences. I actually think that when you start to awaken, you'll go through a phase where you start to see ghosts. Some people are kind of born into it. But for me, as I awakened, I went through like a 4-year period where I was just ghost everywhere and exploring that realm. And I think of it as you could think of it as disembodied consciousness in some ways. It's another level of consciousness interacting with this dimension. And it also has its gifts and its mysteries. Some of it a little darker, which you can learn to dance with the darkness and the light, the angels and these beings, which angels I think are extraterrestrials, just highly evolved ones. And ghost, I think of them as more like in the disembodied consciousness realm and other kind of consciousnesses that exist in this more astral realm, if that makes sense. One of the more interesting experiences I had too was seeing a ghost in Italy with my husband. So he actually saw it first. It was hanging around me. And then he's very much not into any of this at all. He's very grounding for me, so I appreciate him. But this was connecting for us because he got very quiet and he kept on looking over my shoulder. And I was like, what is going on? Like, well, what are you looking at? And he's like, there's a ghost behind you. And I turn and I could see it kind of floating off into the wall. And, you know, once you experience that, and again, it's this like, well, it's not in my brain because it's a shared, people could argue shared hallucination, but I think that's a big stretch. But there's something going on that is beyond space and time, which is beyond our expectations around what consciousness may be and as far as limitation to the brain. And so, yeah, that's, I think those experiences all open up so many questions. And I'm just very excited to push it as far as I can, because I think as you balance the right and the left brain, you know, there is a balance there that you can bring more of that. Like every time I think of it, every time I go out into the field of possibility or source, mm-hmm. I bring something back with me as well. And that's more wholeness. That's more insight. That's more wisdom. That's more awareness. So I think a lot of times in spiritual work, we're thinking like we're going out there and, you know, this is kind of like maybe not that it's not important, but it's like my human. But it's very important. And you each time you bring something back into your human experience, into this dimension. And I think it's really exciting.
And I think the questions are exciting. Yeah. That is what is exciting.
Yeah. And you realize how much you don't know, the more that you go into this work. I think it's so funny how, you know, especially when I started, I thought I knew a lot, but I think if you talk to anybody, the great yogis, even if you read those books, they really come down to we know a little bit, but there's so much that we don't know. And so humility really comes into play as well, so that you're led more by your curiosity than anything else.
I love that. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. You just basically dropped the mic and walked away.
That's a wrap with my conversation with Crystal, and I hope you are kind of glowing because yet again, you've met someone who is creating beauty in the world and who is urging us all to think outside of the box that our society and our culture wants us to think in. And you know what? We need more people like this. We need more people urging us to think outside the lines, to color outside the lines, to make this world a little messier and kind of defy what the institutions are telling us, who we should be, how we should be, all of that stuff. I hope y'all have been paying attention to the last few episodes because there have been some pretty sweet and fun Easter eggs at the end of the episodes after the credits. I just want to make sure none of you are missing the really delightful stuff, the really fun stuff. It's just a little added extra bonus for those of you who listen to the longer episode. And you, all of you who are listening to the bite-sized ones, well, you're missing out. I'd like to thank everyone who listens, and please do remember, ratings and reviews are ever so important. So please, if you like what you hear, consider writing a review or leaving a little rating. It means ever so much to me, and it helps other people find us. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Crystal. Think outside the box. I mean, what an adventurous life Crystal has. What an incredible life. Just coloring outside the lines. Who cares what people tell her she should be or how she should be? She has written and created her life, written her story on her own terms. She's a beautiful example of how right brain, left brain is kind of a myth. And it's really more fun to be both. So be like Crystal and be adventurous, color outside the lines, write your own story. And you know what? With all these unique people, with all these amazing people out in the world living life on their own terms, you know what I'm going to say. That in itself will make this world a more beautiful and enchanting place.